It is a Friday morning, and a Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, Millsy. Morning, everyone.
Now, major breakthrough, a major statement in one of the most baffling cases of our lifetime.
Yeah, and this was really difficult to listen to today. A very brief statement from German police today investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. What was it, 13 years ago now? And their spokesperson came out, and it was literally a couple of sentences. He said, they're investigating a German national on suspicion of murder, and they believe the child is dead. There was no questions, there was no further information, and it really was a bombshell. So it's front page news here again. Obviously, this is the first time that we've had a senior figure in a respected police authority come out and say something like this. The suspect is a 43-year-old German national currently in prison. We know very little about him, but the police are pretty convinced he was in Praia da Luz in Portugal on the night she vanished. So let's see what happens next.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope we get some closure. The face mask has been a topic of conversation this year, and it's going to be compulsory on public transport.
Yeah, as of Monday week. So the Transport Secretary held the evening news conference here tonight, and Grant Shapps is his name, and he has said that as of June the 15th, if you want to travel and use public transport in the UK, you must wear a face mask or a face covering. So there have been a lot of dispute about the science behind this and how useful they actually are in terms of preventing the virus from spreading. But the government has decided that to get transport moving and more numbers on it, as of Monday week, you have to wear a face covering. Not quite sure how this is going to be policed, but we're told it will be a condition of travel. No face mask, no travel. And if you are caught without one, you can be kicked off and fined.
Thanks for your work this week. We'll do it again on Monday. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
We will, fellas. Have a great weekend.